This is Passport to Texas. The Blanco River flood of 2015 devastated vegetation along the riverbanks and demolished river substrate.
These flood levels were really huge. Regular discharge on the Blanco River is about 90 CFS, which is cubic feet per second, and it peaked around 150,000 CFS.
Arcus Grubb is an aquatic biologist.
I primarily focus on the invertebrates.
He says that flood knocked out nearly 90% of the river's invertebrates, which are essentially aquatic bugs.
Invertebrates are really great indicators of water quality because if the water quality is going down, those are the first ones to disappear from the water.
Since the flood, Dr. Grubb's collected specimens, which he's taken back to his lab.
We collect three samples, just dump all whatever we have. There's going to be tons of insects packed in it. It's very important because I'm studying and finding out what all the diversity of these invertebrates are. And so I am capturing a snapshot here and recording what all we find.
Diversity means a healthier river ecosystem overall. Grubb's research will help in future river management.
Which ones were most affected and how they're doing now?
Learn more about Dr. Grubb and his work next week on a segment of the Texas Parks and Wildlife TV series on PBS. The Wildlife and Sportfish Restoration Program supports our series. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.